Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Thursday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever.
We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you, yourself, in days long ago.
To plant them, you uprooted the nations. To let them spread, you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land, no arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them.
It is you, my king, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you, we beat down our foes. In your name, we trampled our aggressors.
For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will.
You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale.
You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations, you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision.
All day long my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful.
This befell us that we had not forgotten you. Though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path, yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death.
Had we forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to another God? Would not God have found this out? He who knows the secrets of the heart. It is for you we face death all day long and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Awake, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Arise. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our oppression and misery?
For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Lord, rise up and come to our aid. With your strong arm, lead us to freedom, as you mightily delivered our forefathers. Since you are the King who knows the secrets of our hearts, fill them with the light of truth.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful.
Lord, to whom shall we go?
You have the words of eternal life.
From the second letter of the Apostle Peter. The Lord knows how to rescue devout men from trial, and how to continue the punishment of the wicked up to the day of judgment. He knows especially how to treat those who live for the flesh in their desire for whatever corrupts, and who despise authority. These bold and arrogant men have no qualms whatever about reviling celestial beings, on whom angels, though greater than men in strength and power, pass no opprobrious sentence in the Lord's presence. These men pour abuse on things of which they are ignorant. They act like creatures of instinct, brute animals born to be caught and destroyed. Because of their decadence, they too will be destroyed, suffering the reward of their wickedness. Thinking daytime revelry a delight, they are stain and defilement as they share your feasts in a spirit of seduction. Constantly on the lookout for a woman, theirs is a never-ending search for sin. They lure the weaker types. Their hearts are trained in greed. An accursed lot are they. They have abandoned the straight road and wandered off on the path taken by Balaam, son of Beor. He was a man attracted to dishonest gain, but he was rebuked for his evil doing. A mute beast spoke with a human voice to restrain the prophet's madness. These men are waterless springs, mists whipped by the gale. The darkest gloom has been reserved for them. They talk empty bombast while baiting their hooks with passion, with the lustful ways of the flesh to catch those who have just come free of a life of errors. They promise them freedom, though they themselves are slaves of corruption, for surely anyone is the slave of that by which he has been overcome. When men have fled a polluted world by recognizing the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then are caught up and overcome in pollution once more, their last condition is worse than their first. It would have been better for them not to have recognized the road to holiness than have to turn their backs on the holy law handed on to them once they had known it. How well the proverb fits them. The dog returns to its vomit, and a sow bathes by wallowing in the mire. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
There are many things that are true, honorable, and just, many that are pure. Think about them.
These you must do, and the God of peace will be with you.
Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous and strong.
These you must do, and the God of peace will be with you.
A reading from a homily on Matthew by St. John Chrysostom, Bishop. As long as we are sheep, we are overcome, and though surrounded by countless wolves, we emerge victorious. But if we turn into wolves, we are overcome, for we lose the shepherd's help. He, after all, feeds the sheep, not wolves, and will abandon you if you do not let him show his power in you. What he says is this: do not be upset that, as I send you out among the wolves, I bid you be as sheep and doves. I could have managed things quite differently, and sent you not to suffer evil, nor to yield like sheep to the wolves, but to be fiercer than lions. But the way I have chosen is right. It will bring you greater praise, and at the same time manifest my power. That is what he told Paul. My grace is enough for you, for in weakness my power is made perfect. I intend, he says, to deal in the same way with you. For when he says, I am sending you out like sheep, he implies, but do not therefore lose heart, for I know and am certain that no one will be able to overcome you. The Lord, however, does not want them to contribute something, lest everything seem to be the work of grace, and then seem to win their reward without deserving it. Therefore, he adds, "You must be clever as snakes and innocent as doves." But they may object, "What good is our cleverness amid so many dangers? How can we be clever when tossed about by so many waves?" However great the cleverness of the sheep as he stands among the wolves, so many wolves, what can it accomplish? However great the innocence of the dove, what good does it do him with so many hawks swooping upon him? To all this I say, cleverness and innocence admittedly do these irrational creatures no good, but they can help you greatly. What cleverness is the Lord requiring here? The cleverness of a snake. A snake will surrender everything and will put up no great resistance even if its body is being cut into pieces, provided it can save its head. So you, the Lord is saying, must surrender everything but your faith, money, body, even life itself. For faith is the head and the root. Keep that, and though you lose all else, you will get it back in abundance. The Lord therefore counseled the disciples to be not simply clever or innocent. Rather, he joined the two qualities so that they become a genuine virtue. He insisted on the cleverness of the snake so that the deadly wounds might be avoided. And he insisted on the innocence of the dove so that revenge might not be taken on those who injure or lay traps for you. Cleverness is useless without innocence. Do not believe that this precept is beyond your power. More than anyone else, the Lord knows the true natures of created things. He knows that moderation, not a fierce defense, beats back a fierce attack.
See, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves, says the Lord.
Be as cunning as serpents, and as innocent as doves.
While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of the light.
Be as cunning as serpents, and as innocent as doves.
Let us pray. Stir up the will of your faithful, we pray, O Lord, that striving more eagerly to bring your divine work to fruitful completion, they may receive in greater measure the healing remedies your kindness bestows. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.